This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
About 40,000 Verizon workers are going to be back on the job tomorrow, ending a strike that has lasted almost 7 weeks. There will be a pay raise and some new hiring at call centers in particular, 1,400 or so new jobs, according to the company. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more now on how U.S.-based call centers are becoming the new thing.
The call center jobs were a big deal for the unions. Here's Candace Johnson of the Communication Workers of America.
There are probably close to 10,000 call center workers that we represent at Verizon.
But for Verizon, the jobs weren't a deal breaker. Verizon spokesman Rich Young.
It didn't happen. That's fine. And we'll move on.
Instead, the company settled for a concession on changes to the way customer service calls are routed. Besides, according to Moore Armoni at New York University Stern School of Business,
very quietly, companies have been returning call center jobs to the U.S. from where they were outsourced to, whether it was India or the Philippines.
Because all the outsourcing we saw in years past, well, it just looked bad.
There's been a big backlash, but also from a business perspective, there's a basic trade-off between quality and costs.
Plus, new customer service technology is making outsourcing less competitive. Simple jobs that were once cost-effective to outsource are now handled online or through apps. That's according to Vijay Mehrotra at the University of San Francisco.
As more and more of that work gets automated, the pressure on outsourcers to demonstrate competence in higher complexity stuff is going to be where they win or lose.
Verizon says the company's suggested closure of call centers was never about outsourcing. Regardless, if union workers give the okay in June, there will be more of those jobs in the U.S. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.